Whatever you're wanting to accomplish in life, there's most likely a boss you'll have to defeat. When you continue to aggressively seek out and attack fear, those once intimidating tasks become routine. It's like replaying an old boss in a video game like Zelda. You don't even have to think anymore. You can just act on instinct, okay? And just play the game and win and move on to the next big task. What's going on? You're listening to episode 89 of the Perspective Podcast, and I'm your host, Scotty Russell of Perspective Collective. This show is about carving out time to build something for yourself. I want to share what is and isn't working for me, along with sharing my guest point of view. And this platform also allows me to cast the spotlight and celebrate those creating big waves in the community through interviews and a weekly dose of inspiration. So stick around to the end because it could be you. All right, so there is so much going on right now in life that I am barely trying to keep my head above the water. Feel like I'm drowning some days, but this weekend is my last event that I have scheduled for the remainder of 2018 at the moment. And this Saturday, I will be doing a live mural in downtown Waterloo, Iowa for Irish Fest. Last year, there was around 40,000 people in attendance, so if you happen to be a local listener and are in the area, come stop by this Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m., say what's up, buy me a drink, watch me draw, let's party, let's have a good time. But for real though, Little Scotty, or aka Little Dougie Fresh, is due anytime this month, and I'm extremely stoked and I'm scared shitless. But I'm really looking forward to it. But anyway, he's due anytime this month, and I'm doing my best to put any ounce of extra effort or time and attention outside of him, Emily, and preparing for him to arrive. You know, I'm putting the rest of this attention into the podcast. I don't have any other freelance or anything going on right now. I want it to be about the podcast. So you'll be hearing more solo episodes than interviews coming up this month, as well as in September, as it's so much easier to manage the sanity that goes along with producing a weekly episode each week. You know, I do this to manage this sanity outside my crazy schedule. And my goal is to build up enough of a queue that I don't have to skip a beat as I approach the 2-year anniversary of this show on the 19th this month. I have no idea what to expect, and in a perfect world, I'll be able to continue this weekly output through October 17th, which is episode 100. However, I'm remaining hopeful yet realistic, so, you know, if something happens when Scotty's born that I have to take a week or so off to focus on family, so be it. You know, I know you'll understand and respect my decision, even though it's going to be super hard to, you know, have to push back that episode 100. So I'll keep you informed through social media and the newsletter, but I want to let you know in advance of future expectations as Little Scotty and my wife will take the driver's seat as we start our new little family. And with that out of the way, let's move to today's topic, shall we? If you're a lover of video games, defeating bosses, building your creative career, and taking your work to the next level, then this one is for you. Even if you don't like or play video games, I promise you there's some value tucked away in here. So here's another short but jam-packed episodes for your ear holes to feast upon. You can find the show notes to this episode in a blog format at perspective-collective.com/89. If you found value in this episode, please consider supporting the show by becoming a pledger at patreon.com/perspectivepodcast. With as little as your weekly cup of coffee, you can help this show reach more people who need it while helping me continue to improve the quality and bring on more help outside the day job. What also helps the show grow is by sharing the show on social media, subscribing, and leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It sucks that I can only read the US reviews, but I can still see the ratings. And if there's a new review each week, I'll be sure to share it in the outro of each episode so I can publicly return the love. Finally, if you catch some inspiration from the show, create some work and tag me at Perspective Podcast on Instagram. I'll give it a share where I post each week's episode artwork and make sure you get some credit. Let's get into the show. Once upon a time, your boy grew up a pretty hardcore gamer. As a young lad in the early 90s, I remember watching my two older sisters, Tandy and Katie, throw down on Super Mario on the Nintendo, the original Nintendo. And safe to say, I was captivated, yet absolutely terrified of Bowser and his minions. As I got older, I became borderline obsessed with all the gaming systems and games like Mario Kart, Shaq Fu back on Sega, I bet you don't know about that one. I loved Final Fantasy, Crash Bandicoot, Zelda, Pokemon, Spyro, and Skyrim was probably the most recent game I played. And what these games all had in common was there was always a boss you had to defeat to unlock the next level. Facing a new boss always gave me a nervous pit in my stomach. Aside from cheating and skipping worlds back in the old school Mario games, if you wanted to get to the next level, you had to face the boss and defeat it. And if you didn't succeed the first time around, you had to stay persistent and keep trying, no matter how much it pissed you off. And the more I replayed those games, the easier it was to defeat the boss. It became a normal routine as I figured out what did and didn't work. A boss isn't so intimidating after you faced it a few hundred times. And I think it's funny how this world of video games parallels life and our creative pursuits. There are so many things we want to accomplish, but each dream requires facing some type of fear. You have to slay the boss to unlock that next level. So the following is meant to hype you up and prepare you to face the bosses in every facet of your daily and creative life. Treat it like a game with unlimited lives and use your fear to your advantage. Fear disguises itself as your enemy. It's always trying to wedge itself between you and whatever you desire to do or become. I grew up terrified of the world, and fear wedged itself deep within my life. I was scared of practically everything, like taking risks, talking to girls, sharing my artwork, standing up for myself because I grew up getting bullied, standing up for others who were also getting bullied, and most importantly, I was scared of being my true self around people, okay? I thought I was pizza, say, act, or do anything to get someone like you to like me or accept me. And feeding into this fear robbed me of finding out who the real Scotty was and the great experiences I could have had early in life. It caused a lot of pain and a lot of regrets. And it wasn't until within the past 5 years when I really started to see fear differently and actually becoming my true self and enjoying these experiences, I've slowly realized that the things that scared me, like blogging, speaking, teaching, and podcasting, were really the things I should be pursuing. When I started attacking my desires and dreams like I was facing a boss in a video game, it became way easier to defeat and normalize the task at hand. And from my experiences, I've learned the things that scare you are really the things you should be seeking. I personally strongly feel that fear is your intuition, attempting to pull you towards the person you're supposed to become. And to me, I feel like this is a secret weapon, something that you can use to your advantage. However, our ancestral instincts wire our brains to protect us from potential harm. The fear our brain signals to us can hold us back from taking the risk, which in turn holds us back from experiencing potential reward or the breakthroughs that can follow. So how do we unlock that next level and put ourselves in a position to experience these breakthroughs? And as odd as it sounds, I say, let's attack fear and make it our bitch. So let's lay out a few scenarios you may relate to on your creative path. So scenario one, all about getting started. Maybe you want to build some type of audience or land killer freelance jobs, but are unsure where to start. In my opinion, the first step is to start sharing your work online. As easy as that may sound, it's actually pretty hard. You know, doing this forces you to overcome the discomfort of having the world consume your unpolished skills. And true story, I kept a sketchbook glued to my side from elementary school all the way throughout college. However, no one was allowed to see it because I was terrified of what people would think, especially because I grew up getting picked on and bullied and beat up. I kept that I was an artist to myself. I didn't claim it because I thought it was going to add fuel to someone's fire, you know, to make them pick on me even worse. And it wasn't until mid-college when my friend Tyson Sulzberger discovered my stash of sketchbooks in my dorm room. He then proceeded to relentlessly pester me until I finally began sharing my little doodles on Facebook. You know, they were rough, they were quirky, they were unpolished, but they were fun at the time to me, but I didn't want to share them. And those early albums called like Doodles with a Z still exist on my profile today, believe it or not. So if you want to see some of that early, early work, find me on Facebook at Scotty Russell and go search my albums. I'll add you. However, the boss that I had to defeat at that moment in life was getting over my lack of confidence and hitting publish on Facebook, which I know so many of us, you know, we have a hard time hitting publish and sharing that unpolished work with the world. But this helped me slowly get comfortable sharing my developing skills publicly. And it eventually landed me random drawing jobs like tattoos and gifts for friends for $50 a pop. And while this bought me some groceries, that easy mac and ramen life in college, but it also got me, you know, like a 30-pack of Bush Light. But more importantly, it taught me the early stages of working with clients, which has gotten me to where I am today. Let's talk about scenario number two when you're looking to evolve to the next level. So maybe you are comfortable with sharing your work. You know, that's nothing to you. But now you're looking to take your creative side hustle to the next level. And maybe this involves something like vlogging, selling products, public speaking, or teaching workshops. Some of the bosses I know you're going to have to slay in these worlds are stuff like overcoming the fear of imperfection of failure still, hitting publish, then hearing crickets because shit just doesn't take off overnight. Things like learning a new program or platform. Things like establishing a new process or routine or getting in front of a camera or a room full of people, which is not easy. Or other things like researching vendors, materials, shipping, and promoting. You know, the list could go on, but you get my point. There's bosses at every level. Whatever you're wanting to accomplish in life, there's most likely a boss you'll have to defeat. When you continue to aggressively seek out and attack fear, those once intimidating tasks become routine. It's like replaying an old boss in a video game like Zelda. You don't even have to think anymore. You can just act on instinct, okay? And just play the game and win and move on to the next big task. So sharing my work online has now become second nature to me. I don't even care what anybody thinks, even if it's an unpolished work in progress turd. It is what it is. You gotta show to grow. Same thing with blogging, speaking, and podcasting. Those have all become second nature to me. They're just part of my routine. But in the beginning, it took a lot of effort and a lot of courage for me to stand up and slay those bosses to unlock whatever level I'm on now. You won't always be able to slay the boss on the first try, and that's totally okay too. Approach the challenge like you have unlimited lives and keep putting quarters into the machine. Fear is your intuition pulling you towards the boss you need to slay. Attack fear and use it to your advantage. If you're not scared of what's next in life for you, maybe you're not dreaming big enough. All right, PC family, another one in the books. Episode 90 is coming at you next week, but whether you admit it or not, we all deal with some type of fear, but typically the main thing that holds us back from facing these bosses and getting to the next level is ourselves. It's weird, but I feel when you treat things like a game, a video game, whether it's your creative dreams, your fitness ambitions, or whatever goal it is you're trying to achieve in life, I think treating it like a game makes it more realistically achievable, okay? It doesn't have so much pressure on yourself. I hope this jam-packed short episode adds a little fuel to the fire to dream bigger. It's okay to be scared, but you know, use your fear as an advantage. Attack it, gain an advantage, and make shit happen for yourself. Stop waiting for things to happen or stop passively existing thinking that you aren't capable because you truly are, okay? Don't let fear paralyze you from becoming the person you're supposed to become. And just so you know, this episode is a reminder for myself as well. Let's move on to this week's dose of inspiration. And this one goes out to Lance Inkwell, and that's Lance_Inkwell on Instagram. And he's an illustrator, comic cartoonist wizard. It's a little bit different than, you know, maybe the lettering that you may have heard me talk about. But Lance puts an interesting, detailed, and colorful spin on an old vintage cartoon, but with a twisted modern spin. I know that's a a mouthful right there. But he takes some of, you know, the most iconic characters like Daffy Duck or, you know, like Frankenstein, and just puts this weird, sick, twisted, and demented, but yet colorful and playful vibe to it. And I really enjoy it. His work's been blowing up lately, and I think it's a nice change of pace you'd enjoy as well. So again, that's Lance_Inkwell on Instagram. Give him a follow and tell him what's up. Next, let's talk about the Facebook community. If you're looking for accountability, a place to share your artwork, people to collaborate with, give and receive solid feedback, to get access to resources that'll help you elevate your game, then I encourage you to check out the Perspective-Collective Facebook group. We have a thriving community building right now, and we would love to have you be a part of it. So hop on Facebook, search for The Perspective-Collective. I really only announce it here on the podcast because I want the right people in the group. And right now we have the right people, and we would love to have you as well. And if you're listening and enjoying what you hear and you want to support the growth of the show, I have a few ways you can make that happen. Again, the first and the best way is by becoming a backer at patreon.com/perspective-podcast. Your pledge not only helps support the growth of the show, but I do my best to hook you up with rewards, so it's really a win-win, and you're able to help me pay for an editor, pay for show notes and newsletter, which allows me to focus on big picture tasks, like pushing the show to the next level. The second way to support the growth of the show is for you crypto heads out there. In the show notes for each episode, I'll have addresses for Bitcoin, Ether, or Litecoin, if you prefer to go that route. And finally, you can subscribe and leave a ratings and review over on Apple Podcasts. It not only helps the show get discovered, but it gives me an opportunity to give you, the listener, a nice little thank you plug, like this week's rating and review titled New Favorite Podcast. And they state, encouraging, inspiring, thoughtful, and educational. Scotty leads you into the lives and minds of some of the best creatives alive today. This podcast isn't just entertaining. It's an incredible tool for artists wherever they are in the creative journey. Wish I could give it more stars. Thank you so much. Everything you just described it as is exactly what I want this show to be. So I appreciate you understanding where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to deliver. And as I wrap things up, I want to give a huge shout out to Anya Brennan for making this episode sound so good. A huge thanks to Paige Garland, who's taking over the show notes and the newsletter right now. You rock, Paige. And also a huge thanks to Nick Jenkins of Bluka for all the dope music you hear on this show. Check them out at SoundCloud or on Instagram, and that's Bluka, B-L-O-O-K-A-H. And as you finish off your week strong, I want to continue to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.